Well, Kate Ullman is with us from the Boniface, and a big set of events coming up. The Waterfront Art Festival. You know, I've been here, Kate, in Escanaba for nearly 30 years. I've lived here, and it's something that's been around a long time. So let's start talking about that and when and where and all that.
All right. So the Waterfront Art Festival, yes, has been around as long as you've lived here, plus 20. So we are celebrating 50 years in person because of COVID. 50 years in person hosting the Waterfront Art Festival. It used to be held down by the marina, but now it's over by the Bandshell down in Ludington Park in Escanaba. And it's a free event. It goes from 10 to 4. It's full of art vendors. We have over 40 art vendors this year, along with food vendors and entertainment to fill the airwaves with sound and music and a lot of good different places to check out while you're down there. So definitely worth checking out. It's free. Like I said, runs 10 to 4.
Do these folks have things to sell? Like, do they sell their, you know, their pieces of work that they're showing off? I imagine you have vendors there selling other things like, you know, well, food and stuff like that.
Yes. Yeah, so ironically enough, I am actually one of the art vendors that will be down there this year. So I offer all sorts of different little trinkets. Kate's Creative Emporium is my business name that I go by. So I sell like Escanaba magnets and necklaces made out of photography that I've taken. And then we have painters. My dad actually is vending this year, so he's bringing down some of his poured paint paintings. And then we've got wood artists bringing their creations, and most of these items are for sale. As far as I know, all of the items are for sale. We have pottery. Our board president here at the Boniface Art Center is actually vending, Al Hansen, so he'll be having his pottery down there. And we have fiber arts. We have all sorts of different artists down there, jewelry, fiber, photos, paintings, you name it, it's probably down there.
Well, that's 10 to 4 on Saturday, right?
Correct, yes, 10 to 4.
Now, what else is going on, though? You had mentioned to me before that there was a run.
Yes, so new this year, first ever 5K color run for the arts. So what that means is gallery director Kate Ullman, myself, is organizing this color run because she's always wanted to partake in one, but apparently I can't run in this one because I got to run it. But we are offering the opportunity, a fun way to raise money for the Boniface Art Center in a different venue than we normally would. So we are hosting our first 5K down by the tennis courts. That run will go from 8 to 10 o'clock, and it'll take you all the way through Ludington Park. And you get a really cool swag bag full of different goodies from different businesses, valued over $20. Thank you to all of our swag bag sponsors. The race is actually sponsored by Highline, so we're really excited to be able to bring that to the community as a fun way to kick off our 50 Years in the Making campaign, which starts with this 5K color run along with the Waterfront Art Festival.
Okay.
And registration is available online, so you can register in advance. And if you register between now and Friday, you get a special goodie treat from Jim's Dairy Cream here in Escanaba. But that's only for pre-registered racers only. And it's for fun. It's not a timed race. We're just, like I said, raising money. And we're going to throw color at you and wear a white T-shirt if you want, make it more fun. And at the end, we'll do a big group photo throwing color in the air. It's just going to be a lot of fun atmosphere. So it's the first one, so we're excited to be able to offer this to the community.